Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Slash and Dash.
Slash and Dash.
So, gurgle free. I'm going to try and get through a Slash and Dash. You guys voted for the worst way to go, which is the sewer murders from Germany.
Yeah, it was this soy milk. It is starting to bubble.
Do you think that's why?
In my throat.
We started recording. I just did a fat gurgle down the microphone. So we started again. Right, so this is a case from the 70s and 80s, and it was in Frankfurt. It's like Frankfurt, Rhine, Main area of Germany, which hopefully will make sense to some of you. I assume we've got some German listeners.
I'd like to think we did.
I think we've got like sprinklings from everywhere.
Everywhere. We are truly an international podcast.
Yeah. So
I think people just listen to the Slash and Dash internationally because they are just desperate to tell us when we butcher all the pronunciations.
Well, that is definitely going to happen this time.
One day they will go to Vietnam and then I shall be able to give them a 1-star review.
I might go to Vietnam this summer, actually.
Nice.
I was going to go to Sri Lanka, but there's no fly now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So this story is about the bodies of young males who were discovered in a sewage plant in the 1970s and 80s. Now, the victims were aged from around 11 to 18. They were male and they'd been handcuffed. A lot of the times, the machinery of the plant and being in sewage for extended periods of time meant the bodies were really difficult to identify and obviously to see like how they died and things like that. So it's called the worst way to go, and I'll sort of pinpoint that as we go through, but it's not a great place to find a body.
Handcuffed. So a policeman did it. He just threw them in.
So the first body found is thought to be like from this serial killer. Has never been identified. It's the one body that hasn't been identified. And he was found in 1976 near a footpath. It's likely he'd been killed where the body was found. He wasn't actually in the sewage system, but it was a boy between 15 and 18. Now, they think because it wasn't identified, it was someone from outside of the area who was passing through. Okay. Or maybe like...
maybe run away, hitchhiking, as people loved to do in the 70s.
Yeah. And the body had actually mummified because it had been lying out in the open for 6 weeks. And he died from a violent skull fracture. So that was... the first one sort of linked to this serial killer. And then the second victim was found in 1982 and he was identified as Eric Dreich, Dreich. And he was age 17. Now, his body was found in the sewer system, and this is where they start finding them. Now, they're not actually put straight into the sewage plants. Obviously, they've been put down like manholes or down into drains, and then they just end up in whatever plant they end up in.
I'm going to say, are they finding it at the plant, or is there like the most unfortunate sewage worker whose job is already to wade through shit, and then they find a dead body?
Pretty much.
What could be... he's just marching along like, oh, God, Monday, like what could be worse than this? Oh wait, here it's the corpse of a child.
Well, like two of them are found, because a lot of them are sort of, they end up in different plants, but two of them at the same plant within a month of each other. Imagine that. Not only are you dealing with shit, but like I guess everyone's on high alert for bodies at this point.
Imagine how that would affect all the people you worked with. That's really horrific to happen once and then twice.
Yeah.
You'd and be then really get the scared.
I'd be a nightmare. So he had a smashed pelvis and a smashed skull, and he also had tears to his thigh muscles, and his body had been there for at least 6 months and developed something called corpse wax, which I've never heard of before.
I'm sure we talked about that before.
Oh, I think we have, yeah, didn't you?
Like your body just starts to like melt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I'm sure it was one. Yeah, it was one that I did where someone had been under the floorboards for a really long time, yes, and then the corpse wax started dripping through.
That's true. Yeah. So again, corpse
which
wax.
Which I think, I'm sure, like as well, some like dead bodies in churches that are saints and stuff. They thought it was a miracle because they were like, "Oh, they're producing this liquid.
Let's burn it."
Yeah.
Oh. So in 1982, the body of Bernd Mitchell or Michael, age 17, was found, and he was again in the sewage system and was found when the body blocked the system. So obviously
It'll be like a fatberg, won't it?
Yeah, well, I didn't know what a fatberg was, but then I was looking for stuff for this, and it was like massive fatberg found in London. I was like, what is this thing? But it's just like condensed massive stuff blocking the drains, isn't
it? Yeah, and is that just because we all keep rinsing our plates into the sink?
It's like the one that was in London that was like 2 football pitches long.
Is that how big it was?
Massive.
All I read was like fatberg, and I just pictured it like the size of a baby.
Yeah, no, it was...
Oh, it's actually iceberg size.
It was like people had to like stand in it. Whoa. To clear it. It was massive. And it was like nappies, oil, and people flushing wipes down.
Yeah,
that had like clogged it up.
Nappies are the worst, aren't they? They're so.
I guess when they're like clearing it out, they're probably just letting it all float away, just in smaller clumps. So nappies were still like fucking it up. Do you flush? You don't flush a nappy though.
You don't flush a nappy. You shouldn't flush a nappy. But then nappies all end up in landfills, don't they? And then you just have like nappy mountains because they don't biodegrade. Just huge shit piles. But then asking people to use a reusable napkin, you've got to do like scrape off the shit into your own toilet.
Yeah, and then it like leaks out all over the baby. I don't know.
Maybe we should we need a new way, like some sort of colostomy bag system for all babies until they can be potty trained.
Yeah. Well, Luke and I were at the vegan, a vegan thing yesterday, and we were like, probably the most vegan thing to do is not have a child.
Yes.
I was like, oh. Am I willing to take that sacrifice? Is it a sacrifice? I don't know.
It's only a sacrifice if you see having children as being a reward.
Yeah, I don't know. Emma and I had a barbecue not long ago, and we invited someone round, and then I was like, should we have children? She's like, just get it over with. And I was like,
just get it over with isn't really, you're not selling it. You're not saying my experience has been so wonderful. It must be had by all.
So I was like, well, that's brought me to about 2 more years of no.
Corpse wax.
Yeah, so the Bernd Mitchell was found in the sewage system, and it was like the collection system. So obviously the liquid goes through and they collect the larger particles of the sewage, and this body blocked the systems. And it was only impossible to identify him by his overbite. And he'd been bound.
How big was it that he's... Because there must be more than one person with an overbite, so his must have been intense.
But also, how well known was it that he had an overbite? And someone's like, that's definitely burned.
I suppose he had to be missing as well.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
So he'd been bound and appeared...
We shouldn't speculate on anything. We sound so much more intelligent when we just read the research. As soon as I start to ask any questions, it's a no.
This is why it's called the worst way to go. He was actually alive when he was thrown into the manhole, by all accounts, like by what it looks like, and had drowned in the sewage.
Oh, because he must have had it in his lungs. Don't speculate.
Yeah. So, that is one of the worst ways to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there wasn't that much information on this. I mean, it turns out there's more than I thought, but I was like, oh God, well, I've already put the worst way to go. Maybe I can find another really bad way to go and do a different story. And then I was literally like, I don't think there is a worse one.
Yeah, what?
Like drowning in sewage has got to be the most horrific.
Yeah, definitely the grossest.
Yeah. So, 1983, the body of Marcus Hildebrandt was discovered in another treatment plant, having come through a sewage pipe into that treatment plant. He'd been handcuffed as well. Now, he was a heroin addict and had moved around frequently, sometimes working as a sex worker to make money for his drug addiction, and homeless from quite a young age. So quite a vulnerable person, only young. Did I say how old he was? Is it? Yeah, he was. I think he was about 17, 18.
So it'd buy them some time as well when he went missing, because people wouldn't be immediately looking for him too.
Yeah. So he was found in the sewage pipe, and then in the same year, 1983, there was Fouad Rahar's body was found, and he was a 14-year-old from Morocco, and his body was found in a treatment plant again. Now, his death was originally believed to be an accident. They thought he'd maybe drowned in the marshes, but it was later shown, I presume, by looking at the body and evidence on the body, that his was actually murder as well. So then another body was found in 1983 of 11-year-old Oliver Tupikas. And he, and that's like such a child, isn't it? 11.
Yeah, baby still.
He was found in the same treatment plant as Ford, who had been found like the month before. And he'd run away from home, bless him. And he'd been again alive when he'd been put down the manhole.
See, that's an argument for why all children should have a garden shed or a treehouse. Because if you want to run away from home, that's where you'll end up.
Yeah.
If you've got the option. I always used to go to the garden shed.
Yeah. I used to like the garden shed in the rain. You know, I think it's like a little bit like, oh my God, I'm having an adventure. That's probably the most middle class thing I've said on this podcast, isn't it?
And the raindrops were just pitter-patter on the conservatory roof.
And I was like, what a risk this is.
What a risk.
So anyway, the final body. That sounds dark now.
I'm going to say that to my children next time they're rocking on their chairs. I'm just going to go, what risk this is.
The final body was found in 1989 of 14-year-old Daniel Shoeb, but he'd been missing since 1983 as well. So he wasn't actually found intact. They found bones and clothes in the drains of him. So there's not any information on his death or you know what happened. So that's seven victims that have been put down the drains. And no arrest at this point.
Yeah, because that's a very clear signature. You would think that it's the same person. And you've got a serial killer on your hands.
Yeah.
Like, hurry the fuck
up. Seven people. So criminologists have stated that because of the age of the victims, and they're all men or boys, handcuffs and ties, it's likely that these crimes were sexually motivated. And it's likely that the killer lived in the local area, probably understood like the sewer systems, or that this was obviously an effective way of doing it, because he'd been living nearby, he could pop them in the sewer and then not have to worry about it. And they said he'd probably age
pop
them down. He's probably aged about 50 or over, but I don't know why they thought that.
Is it just because, like, usually when you have a serial killer like that, they don't tend to start getting into it until they're a little bit older, do they?
Maybe
they become really active when they're young.
But then they focused their investigation. They didn't have many leads, but the main one was this 40-year-old man, so that goes against what they were saying. He was a convicted sex offender from Offenbach, and he was known to invite or basically bribe homeless boys to come to his, I think it was like a summer house, it's called like a garden arbor. On the resources I was looking at, which I googled garden arbor and
nothing.
So he'd invite them to sort of this, maybe like a second home or a summer house, to take part in sex games, like sadistic ones,
like
not
a
like,
little folly house, or
not
something.
Like naked sex and like naked snakes and ladders. It was like sadistic sex games.
Oh, like if you answer this geography question wrong, I'm going to squeeze your nipples.
Yeah, like that. So he paid victims to keep quiet about what he did to them. He'd also been linked to the victim, Marcus Hildebrand, and two other victims. So obviously, like, he was targeting this group of people, and he'd been known to have been spending time with some of them. So I think it looks
like we've got a winner.
Pretty likely. And they found blood in his home, but it didn't match Marcus's blood.
How much more do you need? So a young boy's been killed. Well, there's the fucking one who lures them to his house and has blood all over it. It's probably him.
Exactly.
Take him now.
And also they found pistol, knives, handcuffs in his house, but they didn't have enough evidence. Because he knew some of the victims, he had all this stuff, he was doing weird sex stuff with young boys, but...
Just try it. Yeah. You know, just take it to trial. Just see what's going to happen.
I'll
decide if he's guilty or not.
So, this man, or someone else, if it wasn't him, got away with 7 horrific murders.
Oh no, so no one was ever found.
No, so no one was ever convicted of it. So,
you know why? Because it was a police officer doing it.
Do you think? But I think so. Like... People have done, like, because I was looking online.
But then he stopped. That was it.
Yeah, that's it.
Police officer did it. Because then he was like, it's getting too hot for me. I'm out.
Maybe. But I was thinking, like, I was looking online and there's people, like, who are they super sleuths? You know, the people who track down cold cases and they try and answer them. I couldn't find any forums that they've been talking about it. I couldn't find any... reinvestigations. I don't know if it's all in German. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe I can't. But, like, people have started their own podcasts on less than this. Like,
so all those German listeners, which we assume are out there, let us know.
Yeah, so... Or all those, like, proper podcasters. I think this is a one for the, like, the unsolved. You know, like...
Yeah.
Teacher's Petty type. But also, while I was looking for more info on this... I also stumbled across a case where the body of a woman was found in 2 sewage plants in California, 30 miles apart. And she was identified as 27-year-old Erin Lynn Cruz. Her body had been actually put into the system and machinery had sort of ended up why it was separated. But also, her killer had never been found. So this is obviously like a way of getting away with it.
All those corrosive poos.
Yeah.
That's the way.
So there's people walking around who've committed weird crimes.
And there's probably someone listening to this right now who's going, that's a good idea.
Oh, God. Don't do it.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.